This practice is known as a self-compassion break. The idea is to become very familiar with the three steps of the self-compassion break, so that when in daily life a situation of stress or suffering arises, you're familiar with the steps and are able to implement them easily. In a situation of stress, emotional discomfort, suffering, see if you can find the discomfort in the body. Where do you feel it the most? Making contact with the sensations as they arise in your body. Having connected with the discomfort in the body, we begin the three steps, the self-compassion break. The first step is to acknowledge that this is a moment of suffering. Finding the words that express that for yourself. It could be, "This is hard right now. This hurts. This is tough. Ouch. This is stressful." This mindful acknowledgement of the suffering that's present is a simple act of recognition of what it is that you're experiencing. The second step in the self-compassion break is to acknowledge that suffering is a part of life. Often we feel that the suffering that we're experiencing separates us from the rest of the world, isolates us from our friends, from our family. But the reality is that all humans suffer. Suffering is a part of our common humanity. Recognizing this, you might say, "I'm not alone. Others are suffering, just like me." We all struggle in our lives. This is how it feels when a person struggles. And the third part of the self-compassion break is to bring some kindness to yourself. It can be helpful to place a hand or hands over your heart, on a cheek, on the belly, wherever it feels soothing, feeling the warmth and kindness of the touch of your hands. And depending on the type of suffering, the words that you offer might need to change. It might be as simple as, "May I be kind to myself. May I give myself what I need. May I accept myself just as I am." Or, "May I learn to accept myself just as I am. May I forgive myself. May I be strong and patient." If you're having difficulty finding the right words, the right message that you need in a particular situation, you can imagine a dear friend or a loved one who might be having the same problem as you. What would you say to the loved one? If you only had a few words to say to that friend, what would you like those words to be? What message would you like to deliver? Heart to heart. Is it possible to offer the same message to yourself? Bringing this self-compassion break to a close, extending warmth and care and understanding to yourself in this difficult situation.